fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. I want to talk again today about what it means to be in a personal relationship with Christ. It's a term that the magisterium of the church actually uses, but it's a term sometimes that Catholics can feel uncomfortable with because it can sound too Protestant. There's that kind of strange tension. I once responded to an article written by a Catholic professor who was saying, well, it's a term that Catholics shouldn't use because it communicates the wrong kind of idea of what it means from a Catholic point of view to be in a relationship with God. And so I responded to it and said, no, I don't think you're right. And I explained why. And one of the things I want to talk about today, I mentioned yesterday at the end of the program, I was going to share about my own story a little bit. But I wanted to just read, before I begin, just a few quotes from some important documents from the church that just talk about this. For example, Second Vatican Council, the document Ad Gentes, paragraph 33, it says, talking about conversion, it says, this conversion must be taken as an initial one. That's the response to the initial proclamation of the gospel when we come to receive Christ for the first time. It said, yet it's sufficient to make a man realize that he has been snatched away from sin and led into the mystery of God's love, who called him to enter into a personal relationship with him in Christ. I read that yesterday. It's such a beautiful, beautiful passage and image that love came. Jesus said, the kind of the main theme of yesterday's program, Jesus said, I don't call you servants, I call you friends, because I've revealed to you everything that the Father has shown me. The intimate relationship between the Father and the Son, he has extended to each one of us, to anyone who says yes to him and responds to his call to repentance and faith. From Redemptoris Missio 44, in the complex reality of mission, initial proclamation has a central and irreplaceable role, since it introduces man into the mystery of the love of God, quoting that same passage from Vatican II, as I mentioned yesterday, and invites him to enter into a personal relationship with himself in Christ and opens the way to conversion. So right at the point of turning one's heart, when the grace of God, when God's love, when the power of the Holy Spirit begins to touch a human heart. Remember, we've said many times on the program, the special mission of the Holy Spirit is to reveal to every human heart the love of God in Christ Jesus, to reveal the lordship and majesty of Jesus and the truth about his love that's conquered sin and death and conquered the power of sin and death in my life and in your life. And that's a really personal thing. It's not just personal. Now, one of the reasons why some people don't like the term is because there's an understanding of, quote, having a personal relationship with Jesus that can be confused and disordered. That is, one way that it can be expressed is it's me and Jesus. I don't need the church. I have a relationship with Jesus, and he talks to me every day, and what I get from him is all I need for my life. And, I mean, we know that that's not consistent with Christ's teaching. Jesus does say in John 15 there, as I read yesterday, he said, greater love is no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. And he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. And one of the things Jesus commanded us to do was to follow him in his church. I mean, the reason I'm a Catholic, the reason I am a member of the church isn't just because I happen to be born into it because of the family I was born into. It's because it's the will of Jesus Christ for the whole world. It's Jesus' desire. Jesus desires all people to come to know him through baptism and enter the church through sacraments. Why? Because it's the church Jesus established on the earth. It matters to Jesus. Church is communion. Church is community. Church is one body in Christ. One body baptized into Christ. One body formed at the table of the Lord. One body being cleansed through reconciliation. It's the work of God. That's the plan of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, if you love me, you're going to obey my commandments. If you love me, you're going to follow, you're going to receive what I've given you for the sake of your salvation and for the glory of God the Father. So it can't be just me and Jesus. And at the same time, it can't be just me interpreting. I live in a community. I live in a church established by Christ where Jesus promised that the gates of hell will never prevail against it, where he protects the church and its teaching on matters of faith and morals. And so, yes, I have a personal, living, vital relationship with Jesus, despite my sin and weakness, because of his mercy and love. And he reveals himself to me in his word, the teaching of the church. It reveals it in the Holy Spirit. He speaks to our hearts, but always in the context of a living community, that community that's been around for 2,000 years, where the discernment, the protection, the guidance is there. So, you know, the church knows, the leaders of the church know, have always known. The saints have known. I mean, look at the lives of the saints, friends, how intimately they were connected to Jesus and how often they spontaneously responded to him and to follow him. They knew they had a freedom as sons and daughters of God in a whole range of ways to be in this unique, beautiful relationship with God in Christ. But they also knew there were certain healthy parameters to it. Think of it maybe like a flowing river with high banks. There's a big, torrential, beautiful, powerful river, and that's the river of God's life that's flowing in his spirit, and it's flowing in your life. And there's a lot of range to move, to dip down, to be on the surface, to go left and right. But there's limits, and there's dimensions of the faith that don't come down to just my determining for myself what it's going to mean, because it's been revealed to me. It's been revealed to us by the church. And it's important for us to not take personal relationship to mean it's just me and God, and I do what I feel God's telling me to do no matter what the church says. That's just confusion, and it's immaturity, really, in faith. But it doesn't mean that the understanding that we're called to a personal relationship with Jesus somehow is problematic, because really it's not understood properly. And that's why I want to read some more of these statements from the church. This is from Vita Consecrata, a document toward those who are living consecrated lives to the Lord. It said, "The Word of God is the first source of all Christian spirituality. It gives rise to a personal relationship with the living God and with his saving and sanctifying will." Again, that's paragraph 94. I love it. Where does this personal relationship come from? Well, it comes from being baptized into Christ in the first place. So, because Jesus literally comes in the power of his Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts. I mean, he couldn't be closer to us. We're literally baptized into Christ. But then his word, which is breathed by the Holy Spirit, as the council tells us, it's the words of God and the words of men. This is God speaking directly to us. This is God's personal revelation to the whole world for the sake of our salvation. It's there. And here the Pope is saying the word of God is the first source of all Christian spirituality. It feeds us. Why? Because, and once Pope Benedict XVI said, this word has power because Jesus is revealed in some way on every page and speaks directly to us. And this word has power to transform our hearts and minds. And it's got power because it's drawing us into relationship deeper with God, a deeper relationship with him. Remember what Jesus said, "I call you friends," he says to the apostles. Why? Because I've revealed to you everything that the Father has shown me, really for the sake of your salvation, is what Jesus is saying. Well, that word that Jesus communicated is now given to us in the Scripture, in the Word of God. There's no other book like this. This is the continuing conversation. This is a love letter, a personal letter to the entire church, but to each one of us personally, from the Lord, revealing to us who is God. Who am I? The beautiful prayer of St. Francis, God, show me, who are you and who am I? God is revealed here, God's purpose, God's plan. You're revealed here, what God has made you for, the diagnosis of the condition of your life and mine, God's plan for salvation, how he wants us to live, his wisdom and guidance for the church, the path to holiness. It's all revealed here in God's word. And so in this document, John Paul II is making clear, he said, all of Christian spirituality, this walk with the Lord we have, he said, the Word of God is the first source that feeds it, and it has power to lead us to greater freedom and conformity to Christ. He said, it's this Word that gives rise to a personal relationship with the living God and with his saving and sanctifying will. How do we get in touch with his saving will, his sanctifying will? What's that mean? His saving will is the desire to save you and me from sin, right? And eternal death, and to lead us home to heaven forever. And his sanctifying will is his desire to make us like himself, to make us holy, to set us apart for God. How do we, sinful, broken, lost people, inconsistent, stumbling along, confused, how do we lay hold of this? Well, the first place, he said, is God's word. And one of the reasons why so many Catholics, So many people who don't have a personal relationship with Christ, don't know Christ personally, and aren't walking with a sense of the Father's love and favor in their life and a deep sense of purpose and identity, it's because they don't know the Word of God. So as I believe it was St. Jerome said, you know, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. We need to know Christ. We need to put on Jesus Christ. And as we do that, what we find is he's so close. He's here. He knows you. He loves you. He's come to forgive you. He's come to save you, you personally, because God made you personally. You're God's idea. It's God's plan that you exist. And it's the devil's plan to destroy God's purpose and destiny for your life. And Jesus has come to destroy and scramble the plans of the devil and to personally bring you home by drawing you into a relationship with him. It's beautiful, so powerful. Okay, from Pastores Dobo Vabis. That's a mouthful. That's from John Paul II as well. It says, moreover, since the faith, which is the point of departure and the point of arrival of theology, brings about a personal relationship between the believer in Jesus Christ and the church, theology also has intrinsic Christological and ecclesial connotation. So he's talking about the role of theology, and that the role of theology isn't meant to just be a highfalutin conversation about things that are too far above most people. Theology has a purpose, and that purpose he describes here, the key point of departure and the key role for theology is to bring people into a personal relationship between God, between themselves and Christ. It's beautiful. I'd say that's really what brought about change in my own life. And I'm going to begin to share a little bit of my testimony today and then finish it tomorrow. But just to say, I mean, I grew up in a Catholic family. We went to church on a weekly basis. One of seven kids, and we're from a small town in southern Minnesota, a place called New Ulm. And like most people, we went to church on Sundays, and we identified as Catholics. But at least in my house, we didn't talk hardly at all about the faith. We occasionally would pray the rosary. As a kid, I remember that a little bit, you know, during Lent or whatever. But we didn't talk about God. It wasn't as if there was a living awareness somehow that we were living with the Lord, and our house was a temple of the Lord, and we're growing in the Lord together, and we had a relationship with him. It was just not part of our life. And it actually seemed quite impersonal. And that all changed when I was in later high school years, and one of my older siblings, my oldest sister, had experienced really a transformation in her life, a kind of renewing of her faith and being filled more with this power of the Spirit in her life. And she came home and began to talk about God in a new way. She began to talk about what it means to have a relationship with God, and that she said had spoken to her. She didn't hear any voice, and others in the context of this prayer meeting at a parish, at their little Catholic parish, that God was going to break into my family's life in a new way if our hearts were open and were willing to repent, because we needed some serious healing. We needed my father, who was battling alcoholism at the time. It looked like there was just no way out for him, and all the things that we had tried, nothing worked. And it was literally this moment where my sister sat down with some of us around the kitchen table and talked to us in a way we never talked about God, in a personal way, with such faith and conviction. She said, Jesus Christ is alive. He knows us. He hears our prayers, and he loves us, wants to have a relationship with us, and he wants to bring healing and freedom to our family. That was the doorway. That was the moment when the good news of the living Jesus Christ was entering our family in a new way, in a more powerful, penetrating way, and it brought about freedom, and I'll share with that with you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.